Declan, from your own point of view, it's been a year where you haven't seen too much rallying, but we're looking now ahead of the Harvest Rally in October, and it'd be nice for you to end the year with some sort of result, wouldn't it?
I thought surely we had a better year. First four rallies in the year, the engine let us down, but it'd be nice, as you say, to try and get to 1-1, you know, towards the end of the year, and especially to try and get the fourth Harvest in a row. Would be great.
Yeah, because it's a rally that you enjoy. You've been to four different or three different parts of the county. You won 3 years in a row, and I suppose it's not the same circuit every year. It's different every year, and I suppose that's what makes it more challenging, is it?
It is. That's what makes it more challenging. You know, moving around from one area to the next, and hopefully, you know, the stages. Apparently, we've done them before, but there's a few new bits and pieces in it. So, looking forward to that, to getting stuck into it, and it makes it a little bit tricky then when there's a lot of new bits in it.
Yeah. What do you know about the stages? Are the stages that's going to suit this Fiesta?
They are. The likes of Port Lake, they're a class stage. You know, it suits every car. I've done it in the Escort, I've done it in the Subaru, and looking forward to getting the Fiesta on there now.
Yeah, I know when you put a lot of effort into to preparing rallies, and Declan, you put in a serious amount of prep this year with the car and trying to get the problems sorted, and then ahead of Donegal, you'd put a lot of hard work in as well. Is it a case now you're coming into the Harvest and it's just a case what will be will be?
That's the way it is. You know, in 2014 we could drive through hedges and come out the other side with a lot of hassle since, but you get used to winning and you get used to losing, and now I'm used to losing. So
do you get used to
losing? You do. You know, the first few times, you know, your head was dipped down and you just thought, well, what's the bloody point? So you just carry on as normal, and that's it.
So in case you learn to deal with the frustration then?
You learn to deal with it, you do. Definitely do.
Yeah. So then get into this one. Whereabouts do you feel you're placed at the moment, headspace wise? Are you good enough to take on this big challenge, do you think?
Definitely should. The car is good now, definitely in good shape now. Hopefully it'll stay going, and if I can keep it on the road, I should be thereabouts. There's no other WRCs in it, and
what does that mean for you? Does that, because I know in rallying terms that competitors find it hard. You have the most powerful car on the rally. We'll give you that. And at times when you're trying to manage a rally, that you're not going at 10 tenths. If you have to go at 7 or 8 tenths, that's actually harder than going flat out. So how do you approach this one, given you're the only WRC car in it?
Well, the first couple of stages, what I need to do anyway is go as hard as I can to try and get rid of the boys. And then maybe after that, you may be a little bit comfortable. But as you say, it is hard to drive. That's 8 tenths. It is hard to find the pace. So sometimes when you fall into a pace and you can be going flat out and you're relaxed and comfortable at it, well then that's where I'd like to be.
Can we look ahead to next year? Is it too early at this stage in 2017 to talk about 2018? Because you've a lot of things that you want to make up for, so you do.
There is, you know, I had a terrible year this year, and I didn't do a lot of rallying. I want to do a bit more next year, so I wouldn't mind. I'm not saying that I am, but I'm thinking about it. Maybe an R5 might be the way forward for the likes of the Tarmac Championship, but I'll wait and see how we get on between now and then.
Well, how close are you to making that decision? Because the WRC is a fine piece of machinery, but if you're going to compete with everybody else and these younger boys now, Declan, is that the way to go?
The R5 is the way to go, but for the likes of Donegal International, you do need a WRC car. So for that reason, I'll be keeping my own car, definitely, and I'm not going to let that go.
So we could see you in two different cars next year.
You could do.
Listen, well, all we can say now is wish you the best of luck in the Harvest and your quest to get four in a row, Declan.
Yes, it'll be class to get it, but we'll see.